So here we are on the corner of Dodd Street and South Bank Boulevard. This corner is framed by the Buxton Contemporary on one side and the South Bank Theatre that houses the Melbourne Theatre Company, or the MTC as most of us know it. This feels to me a little bit like the entry to Melbourne University's South Bank campus. And the Buxton Contemporary is in a renovated, retrofitted former police depot store and workshop. It's been really elegantly renovated by FK, founded by architects Carl Fender and Nonda Katsalidis. It houses a really significant collection of Australian art, which was donated to the University of Melbourne by collectors Michael and Janet Buxton. And the gallery shows contemporary art with a focus on artists in the collection through a rotating program of solo and thematic exhibitions, new artwork commissions, as well as publications and educational programs for secondary and tertiary students. On the other side of the road, we have the South Bank Theatre, which, as mentioned before, houses the MTC. And it was founded in 1953 as the Union Theatre Repertory Company, based at the University of Melbourne's Union Theatre. And it champions stories that define Australia, which is a really wonderful thing to do, I think. Occupying theatres across the city over the course of its history, the MTC's current home opened in 2009 and was designed by ARM Architects. The facade is inspired by optical illusions and the artwork of American modern artist Al Held. And its facade acts as a signpost or a billboard for St Kilda Road. So when you look down St Kilda Road at night in particular, you can see this incredibly lit up dynamic piping structure. The design plays unashamedly on the trope of the theatre as a black box. However, the black box is clad in illuminated pipework, giving it form and movement, which is really quite beautiful. In terms of urban design, a lot of work has been done in this area. We're going to talk about Dodd Street as we move down into it, but you can see South Bank Boulevard has a lot of new hospitality located at the bottom of it. There's been some real thought given to the landscaping to soften it. We see a lot more bike parking, much more human scale interventions, seating, all of those kind of things, so that we can think about the pavements here not just simply as thoroughfares, but as places to sit and pause and enjoy the sunshine. And I must say, there's a lot of lovely sunshine today.